It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Green, throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings. I am Bill Enright. With me, as always, is the PPR monster, Anthony Grace, and our producer, Kevin Collins. And before we start the show today, we have to send out a very happy birthday to Kevin.
Thanks, Billy.
Kevin, working on your birthday, bud?
Yeah, working on my birthday. Tough life, you know?
Tough life, man, even with the Patriots on a bye.
Got to work for a living, though. Got to make that paper.
That's what it's about, man.
Yeah, I'd never leave you guys, you know, alone in the dark here.
Stack that cheese.
That's not my style, Bill.
How old are you?
I'm a team player. I'm 29 years old.
Oh, so I'm 1 year away from the 30.
Yeah, I'm an old man.
Big plans?
29 going on like 49.
No. Big plans or no?
I don't think so. Probably just watching Thursday Night Football and eating a pizza or something like that.
I like that. What about this weekend?
This weekend I'm actually working a bunch of freelance stuff to make some extra coin.
Nice. Good for you.
Just trying to get ahead in life, you know, Bill.
Big hustler. I like it.
I'm a hustler. Yeah. I'll be working some Providence College basketball with John Rook, who had the show previous to us.
Right.
John is the radio voice of the PC Friars.
Yes, he is.
So I'll be making some coin doing that. And also we got a Revs playoff game on Sunday, Bill.
Making the playoffs in the other football.
Yeah, they're in the semifinals. And if they have to do basically is not lose by more than two, and they advance to the conference finals.
Now, listen, I got the notification on Facebook it was your birthday. I got the notification on Skype it was your birthday.
Yeah.
Do you like the attention on social media?
No.
All the Facebook people.
No, I'm not a fan
of that. Happy
birthday. I'm not a fan of that.
No.
I don't like it, and I like it better when, like, you know, I'll say the close umbrella of people that are in your life either call you up or, you know, shoot you a text or something like that.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying that I don't appreciate the love. I'm not saying that. But if you really want to, like, wish someone a happy birthday, taking, like, 10 seconds to type in happy birthday on someone's wall or whatever is not really, like, a requisite thing. I don't know.
Well,
it's not my jam.
I'm looking at your Facebook wall right now.
Yeah.
It seems like a lot of just people, just real quick, HBD Kev.
Yeah.
Like, that's the laziest of the lazy.
Yeah.
HBD.
Yeah, just call those people out, Bill. Call them out.
I'm going to call them out. I mean, they need to step up their game a little bit. I saw a nice person. They sent you a nice little cake picture.
Yeah,
that's cake.
That was actually our good buddy upstairs that helps us putting all the shows, the podcast up.
Oh, see, I figured, you know.
Yeah,
what?
Chris is our webmaster and does a great job at making sure that all the Fantasy Football Champs podcasts get ready for upload like right after the show's over.
He does do a terrific job.
So that everyone that listens on the podcast can get it at like 6:10. It's amazing. They do a great job.
Looks like a Napoleon cake here or something like that.
It's all good for me.
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like someone's calling in to wish me happy birthday.
Now, what kind of cake do you like on your birthday?
I'm a pretty plain guy, Bill. I'm a big fan of the either vanilla or chocolate. You know, either one. Doesn't really matter.
Anthony, how about you? What's your favorite go-to birthday cake?
You put cake in front of me. I'm eating it. I don't care what the hell it is.
You know what I rolled with? You know what I rolled with this year, though, Bill? I'm going to go home and see my parents on Monday night.
Nice.
Down in Plymouth. And my mom is like, I want to have like a little cake since you're probably not going to get anything this weekend. And I actually rolled with, she was asking me the same question, like, what kind of cake do you want? I actually went old school back to, like, my 8-year-old, like, you know, Ninja Turtle. Yeah, ice cream cake.
Nice.
So I just, you know, dipping back into my youth before I enter the 30-year-old crisis next year.
I'm a weirdo. My birthday's in May, and all my life, my two favorite kind of cake pies are apple pie or pumpkin pie. So I was never really a big birthday cake guy, more of a apple or pumpkin.
Totally okay.
Pumpkin pie in May is hard to come by.
It's tough, but you know what? It could be done. But apple pie, any time of the year, oh, delicious. A little ice cream on there.
I had some apple pie with some homemade ice cream for after my lunch today.
Homemade ice cream? Oh, man.
Bill, what kind of world do you live in? Good
Jesus,
Lord.
For real.
I mean, you are spoiled. I got a 3-day-old burrito and a kick in the butt, and it's my birthday. Never mind, you know, just an average Thursday for you.
I like to treat myself to some.
Yeah,
good
I'm gonna
food.
Have indigestion and gas is my birthday present, and this guy's eating apple pie and ice cream and all good stuff.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
I like good food. It could be a curse.
Why do you mean it's a curse?
Well, I mean,
you gonna get fat, fat and happy.
I have my wedding in 5 months, and I haven't been able to drop a pound.
Yeah, I think my dream, Bill, is just to get as old and fat and lazy and sloppy and bald as quickly as possible. That's my dream.
Okay.
And rich, hopefully too. Rich. Maybe I can do the Millionaire Maker one of these weeks.
So yes, everyone call in and wish Kevin a happy birthday. 29 years old.
Yeah, if you don't say happy birthday when you call in as the first thing in front of your name and whatever, I'm just going to hang up on you.
Good. That's it. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Web radio at patriots.com. We got a jam-packed show today. We are on to week 10. It's week 10 already. Double digits. Going to run through the best buy and overpriced players, guys to target, guys to avoid when you're playing at DraftKings. Got another Millionaire Maker contest, Kevin. Maybe you'll get a little bit lucky for your birthday.
That would be nice. I could use a little bit of extra cash flow, so I'm not having to, you know, work AAU games on the weekend. That would be helpful.
We're going to go over the primetime pick 'em, see how our picks are doing, and give you predictions for Week 10. Kicks off tonight, Bengals and Browns in an AFC North battle for Thursday Night Football. I'm actually looking forward to that game, mostly because I have Jeremy Hill all over the place. Mm-hmm. Sunday night, NFC North, Bears and Packers. Anthony, that's another good game.
That's going to be the big one this weekend, I think. That's the one I'm looking forward to the most. Always a good game, Bears-Packers. So two high-scoring teams. Should see a lot of fireworks on Sunday night. Love it.
And I think it's a trifecta this week for primetime game because I like the Monday night game too, Panthers and Eagles.
Yeah, probably the least competitive, I would think, out of these three games. But another one that we're going to see some points in, which obviously, fantasy-wise, doesn't matter if it's that uncompetitive as long as your players are scoring.
Nick Morgan is going to join us a little bit later in the show to talk about the overs and unders for Week 10. He'll help identify the matchups that the wise guys on Las Vegas expect to be high scoring around the NFL. And, of course, we're answering your start and sit questions throughout the show. Give us a call at 855-728-7500. Email us webradio@patriots.com. I do want to mention there's another Millionaire Maker contest at DraftKings this week. FFChamps.com/million gets you in on the action. And it would be great to have one of our listeners, members, you know, call in and say, hey, guys, I'm a millionaire now. That would be fun.
We'd love it. We got to get another one, someone else we can talk to. Like we had a million. Was it Millionaire Mike or Mikey Millions? What are they calling him nowadays?
Yeah, Mikey Million.
Yeah, we need to talk to somebody else. It was good to connect with someone who won, find out what they did. It's nice to get inside someone's head and hear their strategy. Always entertaining.
All right, news and notes from around the league. There are six teams on a bye this week. The Colts, the Pats, the Chargers, Redskins, Vikings, Texans. So we got Brady, Luck, Rivers, RG3, all out of action. That's four quarterbacks. RG3, maybe not a weekly starter, just past week. But Brady, Luck, and Rivers, absolutely weekly starters. Need replacements.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, three top-tier quarterbacks. Not even just three quarterbacks, three top-tier quarterbacks.
Sure.
So that's going to be tough. And like I said, RG3, if he was playing this year and he didn't get hurt, probably a fourth guy that would be starting virtually every week too. So, yeah, very tough at the quarterback position.
How about the running backs? Ahmad Bradshaw, Shane Vereen, Brandon Oliver, Alfred Morris, Arian Foster, Jerick McKinnon, not in action. Get him out of your lineups. Need replacements. Wide receivers, it gets worse. T.Y. Hilton, Reggie Wayne, Julian Edelman, Brandon LaFell, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Hopkins, Andre Johnson, Pierre Garçon, DeSean Jackson. Notice I didn't mention anyone from the Vikings on that list.
Yeah, we're okay with that. Cordarrelle Patterson is a huge disappointment, and he is really their only, you know, Greg Jennings, another year older. Not really anything too fantastic in fantasy. Maybe once in a while he puts up a big game, but those wide receivers, that's tough to come by. I would say every single one of those guys is an every week starter virtually, so that's real tough. It's going to be hard to scrape the bottom of the barrel for a wide receiver off your waiver wire if you didn't stack them on your bench this year.
How about some tight ends? Rob Gronkowski, Antonio Gates, Dwayne Allen, Jordan Reed, Kobe Fleener, all of them out on bye, not in action. Get them out of your lineups.
Yeah, outside of Jordan Reed, all guys that are scoring touchdowns, you know, left and right this year. So you're going to be missing some touchdowns out of your lineup if you got these guys. Another tough position. This might be the hardest bye week we've seen this year, Bill. I don't know how it couldn't be.
I'm with you. Last week was, I think last week was big too. Packers, Lions, Bears, Falcons.
That was another big week. Yeah.
Week four was bad too. Broncos, Cardinals, Seahawks, a couple other teams.
I'm not too Bengals. I'm more okay with it in the beginning of the year, like you said, week four, because right. teams aren't hitting their stride. It's not as bad, but once you get into the meat of the season like this, you know, if you got a Andrew Luck, Rob Gronkowski, Shane Vereen type situation, good luck this week. It's going to be real tough.
All right, how about some of the injuries to get to? Quarterbacks, we're really only keeping an eye on Tony Romo here. I think he's going to be a game-time decision versus the Jaguars. Remember, that game's in London, but 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time start, or Taco Standard Time. But the Cowboys are optimistic that Tony Romo will be playing this weekend.
Yeah, they're saying that they think he's going to play. He's going to be okay. So if they think he's going to be okay, team doctors say he's going to be okay. Unless there's a setback, we should be seeing Tony Romo going against Jacksonville this weekend in jolly old England.
Running backs now, Thursday night action. Gio Bernard for the Bengals is out again. That's big time news if you have Jeremy Hill.
As I do. So I am glad to see Gio on the bench this week once more. I'll take advantage of it while I can.
Rashad Jennings for the Giants, not expecting to play. Doug Martin not practicing. I don't have much faith in him anymore. Fred Jackson is practicing, but I don't think he's expected to play. And Monte Ball, how about this one? Broncos running back Monte Ball concedes the starting gig to Ronnie Hillman.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. He basically said, you know, if he's playing well, he's going to be the starter. So, I mean, if Monte Ball's on waivers in your league, another good guy to have on your bench just in case, because all it takes is one game for Ronnie Hillman to, you know, not play that well, and Monte Ball steps in and does something nice, he's going to be back as a starter. But Ronnie Hillman's going to be fantasy relevant the rest of the year, even if he does see that starting job to Monte Ball.
Wide receiver Sammy Watkins dealing with a groin injury, and the Bills are calling him day-to-day. It would be unfortunate because the Bills were on a bye last week. Watkins was very hot the last month of the season, and if he's not able to play this week, that's 2 weeks without the standout rookie.
Yeah, that's real tough. And like you said, Sammy Watkins the last couple of weeks just seemed to be coming into the guy that we were looking to see when we drafted him this year in fantasy football. So Sammy Watkins being out is going to be a big deal, not just in fantasy, but watching that Bills team is going to be it's going to be tough without Sammy Watkins. He's the one playmaker that you can get excited about if they flip that game on Red Zone or if you're in upper New York watching football. Without Sammy Watkins, not much to watch in that game.
We have 2 hours to help you with your Week 10 lineup, so give us a call at 855-728-7500. Webradio at patriots.com is the email. And Anthony, you know, it's always going to be a busy show when Kevin starts sending us emails at, like, you know, noon.
Noon, yeah. Oh, my God. I was getting them. I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be a long night, but I love it, yo. The emails, the calls, that's the best part of the day. I like to get a little bit different. Yeah, get different questions every time. Wonderful. Yep. I like to get challenged, so let's get to it.
Let's start it off with Steve in Indy. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hello, Steve.
Hey, happy birthday.
Yeah, Kevin.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, who should I start this week over, Kelvin Benjamin or Martavius Bryant? Or bench or flex one them and bench Denard Robinson?
I think you have some pretty good options here. I really like Kelvin Benjamin this weekend against Seattle, against Philly. I have him as a top 15 wide receiver. I have Martavius Bryant as a top 25 wide receiver against the Jets, and I have Denard Robinson as a top 15 running back against the Cowboys. What kind of scoring system are you in?
Running backs get 10 for a touchdown, and every 20 yards a bonus point, but receivers are really our league. 8 points for a touchdown and a bonus point for every 10 yards receiving. I mean, they're all good options, so I just wanted your thought.
Martavius Bryant, 5 touchdowns in the last 3 games, playing against a Jets defense that is worst in the league when it comes to stopping the pass. I think there's going to be a lot of points on Monday night. Kelvin Benjamin really the only target for the Panthers receiving or, you know, passing attack. And then Denard Robinson really the only playmaker for the Jaguars. Anthony, if you had to sit one of these guys, who would it be? Pick two or three.
Yeah, this is tough. I love Bryant and Benjamin this week. Both guys I think you should start. But Robinson in a standard league, and if you're getting 10 points per rushing touchdown, I think it's got to be Denard Robinson, and I would go Kelvin Benjamin out of the two receivers just because we've seen it a little bit longer this year, prime time, and the Eagles are almost as bad as the Jets against the pass.
So you're saying play both the receivers and bench Robinson?
Not quite.
No, I'm saying I would play Robinson and Kelvin Benjamin, and I would bench Martavius Bryant.
Okay, that's the way I was leaning, but, you know, with 5 touchdowns, and it looks like they get a great matchup against the Jets, so.
Yeah, I don't think you can go wrong here, but I'm with Anthony. I'd rather see you go with Denard Robinson and Kelvin Benjamin.
All right, well, thanks a lot, guys.
You got it, Steve. Best of luck to you. That's a tough one, Ant. You know, when you have a guy that's on fire, that's staying hot, like a Martavius Bryant, and then you watch Kelvin Benjamin last week dropping a couple passes in the end zone. He was on Thursday Night Football against the Saints.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, Bryant is coming on strong back-to-back weeks with two touchdowns in each game. He has five catches in week eight, only three catches in week nine. So the volume's not there for him. He really has to get into the end zone, which I think he can against the Jets. But I think you said it best. The volume is certainly there for Kelvin Benjamin. We've seen him do it a little bit longer this year.
Yeah, Kelvin Benjamin's been solid the entire season virtually. He's had two down games really this season. Martavius Bryant, I mean, look, since he came in, he hasn't had a down game. He's been in for three games and he's lighting it up. He's the fifth highest scoring wide receiver since he came into the league and started playing a couple weeks ago, behind Macklin, Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown, Demaryius Thomas. I mean, he's in great company right there. So if you play Martavius Bryant, it's a great play, but the situation Steve is in, he's got three great guys, three great options. Like I said, a running back in a standard league is always what you want to go with, and Kelvin Benjamin's been doing it a little bit longer, so that's where my head was at on that one.
Next caller is Josh in Virginia. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hello, Josh.
Gentlemen, how's it going?
What's up, man?
Doing pretty good, man. Just got a running back start set question. I have a bunch of the backs in the same leagues, but DeMarco Murray's a lock for my RB1 spot. I'm starting Jeremy Hill in place of Gio Bernard, my flex. In my running back, too, would you start Ellington or Le'Veon Bell?
You know, it's funny because I do not like the matchup this weekend for Le'Veon Bell. I have him ranked ninth. I have Andre Ellington ranked sixth. So that's a tough one, dude. You know, Le'Veon Bell has been a stud. If you're not in a PPR league, he's a little bit he's not as productive because he's catching, you know, five or six passes a game. You're not getting points for catches, right?
No, it's standard.
See, even with Ellington, that's kind of the same case. Like, he's so much better in the PPR format. But you look at Le'Veon Bell's numbers. He only had 20 yards last week rushing, but he had 38 yards receiving with five catches and a touchdown. So he makes up the difference in the passing attack. And the Jets, they just hammer running backs in that rushing attack, though. I don't know, man. Anthony, what do you think? Do you have a good feel on this one?
You know, Andre Ellington, I feel like the last couple of weeks has been one of the most consistent players in the entire league as far as fantasy points go. That tends to make me lean towards him over Le'Veon Bell just because the matchup, and like I said, he's a little more consistent, getting 27 touches over the last 3 weeks each week. I know you don't get points for receptions, but the more touches, that's more yards and a better chance for him to get in the end zone. St. Louis is a little weaker of a defense against a running back, so
yep.
I'm leaning Ellington over Le'Veon Bell.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right, Josh, good luck.
Best of luck to you, Josh. That one's tough for me because I know what Le'Veon Bell is capable of, but you're right. I mean, Ellington, I think he's third in the league right now with touches per game.
Yeah, I mean, and this was a guy in the beginning of the season. Arians said they want to get the ball in his hands 25 to 30 times a game, and they weren't lying. Once he started to feel a little bit more healthy, and he's still not 100%, so just imagine what this guy's going to be doing next year when he's feeling good after his foot heals 100% in the offseason. It's going to be insane.
Matt in Columbia is in a 12-team half-point PPR league. Hey, Matt.
What's going on, fellas? How we doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. I got a flex question for you. I'm having issues with Crabtree like most everyone else is. I'm either looking at starting him in my flex or Sims, the Tampa Bay running back, coming off of IR, and I'm leaning more towards Sims because I'm sick of Crabtree. What do you guys think?
The thing with Charles Sims is we haven't seen him yet. We don't know what the Bucks plan. We don't know how the Bucks plan on using him. We don't know if he's fully healthy. We don't know if Doug Martin's going to play. It could be a three-man backfield. It could just be Bobby Rainey. Now, remember, they activated him from that short-term IR last week, but they didn't play him in the game. He was inactive for the game, which is kind of, you know, funky. I wish we would have saw him, and then this way we'd have a little bit more of a grip on him. Right now, we just don't know enough about what Charles Sims can offer. I know what I saw in college. I know what I saw at the combine. I know what the Buccaneers team reporters were saying all summer, that the coaches really liked him. But until I see it in the NFL, I really can't suggest you starting him this weekend.
All right, so go with Crabtree then. As much as I hate to do it, he's all I got with the bye week issue. So I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. I mean, the option, your backup option, isn't exactly ideal. Michael Crabtree has been burning a lot of people this year. But Anthony, I mean, are you with me there that I don't like playing I don't like using a player that I just haven't seen yet?
100%. It's really hard to go in. That's like saying the first week you heard Denard Robinson was taking over the running back duties, nobody started him. You didn't know what you were getting. You can't take the chance when you have an established guy. I know Crabtree's been down, and it's frustrating. I mean, he's a guy this year that you expected to get big things out of. You're not getting anything, really. So Crabtree's going to have to step it up for you this week. You can't play Sims over him just because you don't know. I mean, what if you put Sims in there and same thing, they just kind of bench him near the beginning of the game like before and you don't notice it? That's a 0 point week for you. You can't take that. But Crabtree has a nice matchup with the New Orleans Saints. It's a team that can't stop the pass. Fast track in New Orleans, they're going to be a lot of points put up. If there's a week for Crabtree to have a good week, this is it for him.
All right, let's get into some emails here. Webradio@patriots.com. One of the emails from early this afternoon, I think he sent it in at like 9 o'clock in the morning, is from Gary. He's having trouble deciding who to start at his flex. He has Brandon Marshall and A.J. Green as his starting wide receivers. Great combo. Unless you think I should not start Marshall because his low performance lately. Also, I don't know if to start Mohamed Sanu or Kelvin Benjamin as my flex. Panthers have not played well. I'm in a standard league. I guess I should have read this question before I read it on air. Because he has Brandon Marshall and A.J. Green as his starting wide receivers. Unless you don't think I should play Marshall. He doesn't give us another option.
I feel like since he's listing four receivers, he basically would take Marshall out and slide Sanu in and Benjamin as a flex, potentially, if I'm reading that the right way. But
or does he have two flexes? Also, I don't know if to start Mohamed Sanu or Kelvin Benjamin as my flexes. See, flexes is plural.
It is. I'm assuming
not only is
he
it
means
a no flex zone, it's a multi flex zone.
Multi flex, yeah. That's something you see at the gym in the mirror. But I'm assuming it's just one flex. Obviously, it's two flexes. You're playing both those guys because we have no other options. If we're looking at just one, it's got to be Kelvin Benjamin. You already have A.J. Green. You already have Brandon Marshall. Same thing. Marshall's not playing as well as you would expect, but he's still a stud. You still got to start him. Green Bay, primetime, going to be a lot of points put up. So I wouldn't worry about Brandon Marshall. I think he's going to be fine. Kelvin Benjamin, I would put in the flex over Mohamed Sanu.
All right, question from Leon, PPR League. Pick two, Mike Evans, Mike Crabtree, Eric Decker, Mike Wallace. Evans, Crabtree, Decker, Wallace. Mike Evans certainly has the hot hand.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mike Evans and Eric Decker on this one. I'm not a big fan of the Dolphins matchup in Detroit. Real tough for them. And again, Crabtree, if you got to start him, that's fine. But if you have another option that's a little bit better, Eric Decker is a little more consistent in PPR leagues this week. So I'm going to go Eric Decker and Mike Evans.
Pick one, Matthew Stafford or Carson Palmer?
Carson Palmer hasn't scored less than 20 points in a week since he's, you know, in 2014, any week he's played. So yep. I'm going to lean towards Carson Palmer. Close, but I'm going to lean Carson Palmer in this one.
I'm going to lean towards Stafford only because he's getting Calvin Johnson back. They're playing at home. They're coming off the bye. Something tells me that the Lions go off against the Miami Dolphins. Tight end question here. Zach Ertz. Leon has Zach Ertz. Should he pick up and start Kyle Rudolph in Week 11? Whoa, take it easy. You got to pump the brakes here because we don't even know if Kyle Rudolph's going to be active by then.
Yeah, the Vikings are expecting him to be playing Week 11, ready to go. I know he's running. He's doing some things with them. I'm in the same predicament. I have Zach Ertz. He's my only tight end. Not a fan. I picked up Kyle Rudolph this week. I know he's on a bye. Didn't want to miss out on a guy that might have the potential to do something big. Chase Ford's getting touchdowns in Minnesota, so just imagine what Kyle Rudolph can do when he gets back in there. And if for some reason Adrian Peterson does get reinstated, is able to play by the end of the year, they're going to have to stack the box again against Adrian Peterson. Unlike Jerick McKinnon and Matt Asiata, Kyle Rudolph's value just goes up a lot more like that. So we'll pump the brakes on starting him. We don't know what's going on, but if you have a bench spot to pick him up, I love that move.
Let's try to get to a few more emails before we take our next break. Big Shooter chimes in. He wants to let us know. He's always rubbing in the weather. The Valley of the Sun, once again, 86 degrees and sunny. It's, I don't know, 45 degrees and crappy by me. How's that for a weather forecast or weather report? I'm trying to figure out what the stench is. I realize it's my running back situation. I've got my hand on the crapper handle ready to flush. I need some help trying to figure this out. Bill tweeted that Marshall was blah, 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 blah. New starting running back to a company hill this weekend. Take your pick from these running backs, Trey Mason or Taliaferro.
I don't like Trey Mason's matchup against Arizona. Ever since he had that first start, he's not doing anything consistent, yeah. Not putting up any points, 4 points a game since he put up 18 in that first week. I'm going to go with Taliaferro. Odds are he's going to get in the end zone if anybody does on that Ravens team as far as a running back. They like him on the goal line, so if they get close, Taliaferro can get in the end zone once, maybe twice, who knows.
He's got three really good receivers, Demaryius Thomas, Randall Cobb, Brandon Marshall, all in non-PPR league. Yeah. Now, I don't know if he starts three or only starts two. Would you trade Marshall for someone like Lamar Miller?
Oh, man. If you need to beef up your running back situation in a non-PPR league, yeah, I'm okay with it. And even in a PPR league, I'd rather have Demaryius Thomas and Randall Cobb over Brandon Marshall right now. So if you're that hard up for a running back, Lamar Miller's been consistent for the most part this year, other than, you know, the last week when he got a little hurt. But other than that, yeah, I'm okay with giving up Brandon Marshall for someone like Lamar Miller.
I'm waiting to make any moves because, one, the Bears are coming off a bye. We're both expecting big points in that Sunday night game against the Packers. Two, Lamar Miller has a really tough matchup this weekend against the Lions, and he's hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't think, sometimes if you wait a little bit too long, it could actually bite you in the butt. But actually, I think this weekend, if he waits to make this trade, it might help his stock with Brandon Marshall. It might help lower Lamar Miller's stock a little bit. And I think he might be able to make out a little bit of a better deal.
Yeah, if Brandon Marshall has a big week this Sunday night, you never know. You can get something better than Lamar Miller for from someone. Someone might just be ready to give something to you because they like Brandon Marshall. They like that he's turning it around, looking like the Brandon Marshall of old. You can hold him ransom for something a little better than Lamar Miller. So I'm definitely okay waiting through this week. I'm not saying do it today. That's definitely not what I'm saying. Yeah. But, you know, they both have okay games again this week. I'm okay with doing that just because if you need the depth at running back,
right.
Totally cool.
All right, we are just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. It is a very special Week 10 edition of Kevin's birthday. We're going to try to help you become a millionaire playing fantasy football when we get back with our best buy and overpriced players. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs presented by DraftKings right here on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call ** NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime message and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or Tri-Corner Hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of Dominance, the success of the sleeveless hoodie, three Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go. All right, welcome back, Fantasy Football Champs. Week 10 in the NFL, helping you with your start and sit questions. Emails piling in. Phone calls, the phone lines are lit up. We want to get into the best buy and overpriced players. But first, I do want to answer some questions out there because I just don't want to. I don't want to get caught behind. Yeah, you know, I want to try to stay on top of everything here.
Flying in, man. Yeah, we gotta help the people. That's why we're here. You know, so we gotta answer their questions. Let's do
All
it.
Right, let's go to Rick in Houston first. He's in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how's it going? Happy birthday, Kevin.
There you go. Very nice.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, I've got the situation off to where I've got Burt starting, and I'm thinking about picking up that backup you mentioned earlier, Rudolph. But who should I drop to fill the spot for Rudolph? I'm picking either McKinnon, Stevie Johnson, LeGarrette Blount, Theo Riddick, or Jarvis Landry.
Anthony, am I missing something here? Like, I thought we said that we don't like Rudolph.
Well, we can't play him this week. He's on a bye, obviously. But I think if he's someone that you can put on your bench, he's supposed to come back week 11, and you're in a situation like where you have a Zach Ertz or someone that's underperforming, I'm okay with stashing him on your bench, definitely.
You're not dropping a running back for him, though, are you?
No, I'm not doing that. I wish we knew more about Adrian Peterson. If we knew he was coming back, I would definitely be dropping Jerick McKinnon just because, you know, he's not going to be getting the touches he was. But I can't drop a running back for him right now. I just can't do it.
Now, I realize this was with Matt Cassel under center. Week 1, Kyle Rudolph, 2 catches, 16 yards for a touchdown. Week two, 5 catches, 53 yards. Week three, 3 catches, 27 yards. And then he left that game I guess he didn't play the next week with a sports hernia surgery. We think he can be good in the red zone. I just don't know about how consistent, you know, the tight end position, it's just tough this year. I don't know how consistent he'll be once he gets back, if he comes back in week 11. That's his goal, to return against the Bears, but who knows what the team doctors are saying. So I wouldn't make any drastic decisions on dropping running back, someone that is capable of being a starter like Jerick McKinnon, just to bank on a guy that's missed the last, 2 months of the season.
What about LeGarrette Blount or Jarvis Landry?
Do you have Le'Veon Bell?
I do have Le'Veon.
Then keep LeGarrette Blount. You can drop Jarvis Landry, I guess. Who's your tight end now?
Excuse me.
Oh, yeah, he's been killing us. Owen Daniels, Heath Miller, was Dwayne Allen dropped? He's on a bye this week. Rick.
No, he's still there.
Still there?
He's not
available.
He's not available.
Not available.
I don't know. I'm not going crazy. I'm just not going crazy for Kyle Rudolph.
Yeah, I think Ertz is who you're going to have to roll with this week. It's just, it's tough that he's having a down year. He's not very consistent. But, again, he's the kind of guy who can explode and have a huge game. He can get you, 80 yards and a touchdown. It's not out of his realm, out of the possibility for him to do so. You could be worse off rolling with somebody else that you don't know what you're going to get out of him. Again, we don't know we're going to have desserts, but he's got a huge ceiling, high potential that he can do something real big this weekend.
Okay, so you're saying hold off one more week before we drop anybody.
Yeah, because, again, if Zach Ertz has another down week this week, he's the guy you can drop, and then you can pick up a new tight end. Again, don't drop him for Kyle Rudolph until we know 100% that he's playing, but you can pick up someone like a Heath Miller or something like that. And let go of Ertz if you don't like what he's doing after this week.
Okay. Sounds good, guys.
Thanks. All right, Rick. Good luck.
Good luck to you, Rick. I've been marred by Zach Ertz in my league. So I think I said this on Tuesday. I went out and picked Owen Daniels up. I went out and I picked up Dwayne Allen as soon as he was dropped because he's on a bye this week, because I know I'll use him for the rest of the year. So pay attention to who's being dropped by the people in your league. Ryan Matthews was dropped in one of my leagues a couple weeks ago. I picked him up this week. Fred Jackson was dropped in my league, in one of my leagues. I picked him up this week. You know, these guys that are returning from injury, if they're on a bye this week or they're coming back next week, or someone like, like an Adrian Peterson, we don't really know, or Ray Rice, we don't really know, but, try to be a little bit proactive. Try to stay a step ahead of ahead of everyone else. But at the same time, you can't sacrifice your team to get a tight end that we still have a lot of questions on.
Yeah, you can't do that right now, especially coming down to the playoff push. Like I said, you got an extra spot, someone that you're never going to play, not going to use. You can pick somebody up like a Kyle Rudolph that has potential down the stretch. But if you don't have that option, it's not like you're losing out if you don't pick him up, because we don't know what we're getting out of him. We expected big things with Norv Turner coming there, that offense. We thought he was going to be a big part of it. But like you said, one touchdown that first week. Outside of that, not a lot of yards, not a lot of catches in those first three games before he hurt himself. I would expect him to have bigger weeks when he comes back as the offense is progressing. Teddy Bridgewater looking a little better as the weeks go on. But, again, there's no guarantees with him. We don't know, and we don't know how he's going to come off that surgery. Maybe he comes off a little bit slower than normal, a little less power. We don't know. So if you don't have room for Kyle Rudolph or someone like that, don't worry about it. Zach Ertz, like I said, is a guy that can, he can put up a big week. He's got a nice schedule down the stretch, so it's someone I'm not 100% panicked on yet. I'm like 85%, not 100% panic mode on there, Zach Ertz, quite yet.
Let's try to go some rapid-fire email questions here to get through a lot of these lineups that are people having troubles with, given all the bye weeks. Our friend Brooks chimes in, pick one of these wide receivers, Larry Fitz, Brandon Cooks, or excuse me, pick three of these four. Larry Fitz, Brandon Cooks, Alan Hearns, or Stevie Johnson.
Three of the four.
Fitz, Cooks, Alan Hearns, Stevie Johnson.
I guess Stevie Johnson would be my odd man out in that situation.
Okay. Starting running backs, DeMarco Murray and Reggie Bush. Now he needs one flex. Alan Hearns, or excuse me, you push Alan Hearns in the wide receiver spot. So it's Stevie Johnson, back to Stevie Johnson, or Darren McFadden.
I'm not a fan of McFadden this week, so I'm going to go Stevie Johnson. Should be a high-scoring game.
Craig in Wisconsin with an easy question. Hey, guys, I need a flex in a half-point PPR league. Justin Forsett, Sammy Watkins, Steve Smith Sr.
I like Justin Forsett.
I do, too. I don't know why people are down on Justin Forsett. I feel like he is one of the most consistent backs, one of the most surprising consistent backs of the year.
Yeah, he does.
Especially
get a lot
in the PPR
of
league.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, yeah, I picked him up when he became the starter in my league, PPR, and he's been doing a lot of good things for me. He's basically been in my starting lineup since I picked him up. I like what he's been doing a lot of good things, and I like what he's doing. He's not getting in the end zone a lot, but all it takes is one broken tackle, and he's gone. So, I like Justin Forsett a lot.
All right, let's see how much you like Justin Forsett, because our next emailer is Matt M., and he asks, Jeremy Hill or Justin Forsett?
I don't like him that much.
My man.
Jeremy Hill is on a tear, man. Justin Forsett, like I said, consistency, wonderful.
Yep.
But Jeremy
yep.
Hill, you get him one more week, another big week out of him, hopefully. Nice matchup, just coming off that huge game. I love Jeremy Hill.
Matt also asks, Eli Manning, Joe Flacco, or Carson Palmer? I think we're all going Carson Palmer.
Yeah, we got to go Carson Palmer.
Mike says his defense is offensive. Hey, guys, need a defense this week. I'm not sure who to drop. I dropped my D to pick up Adrian Peterson, so now I need to drop one of these players for a defense. PPR league. Terrence Williams, Darren Sproles, Brennan LaFell.
Terrence Williams is who I would drop.
Especially in the PPR, right? I don't think he has
yeah.
one game with more than four catches.
Yeah, and LaFell's on a tear. Darren Sproles a lot more valuable in the PPR league.
Our Paisan Fabricio wants us to pick one. Andre Ellington, Le'Veon Bell, Justin Forsett.
Man, I'm going to stick with Andre Ellington in this one.
I agree with that. Pick one, Allen Robinson or Eric Decker?
Eric Decker. Was it a PPR, does he say? Yes, PPR.
PPR.
Eric Decker in that situation.
Pick one, Alex Smith or all of the above on receiver running back. So he's got that flex spot. I think we always tell him to go with Alex Smith in the,
we love the, quarterback.
The quarterback flex. But would you play him over Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, I don't think I can. Le'Veon Bell's a stud, so no, I can't play Alex Smith over Le'Veon Bell.
What do you think about Allen Robinson? He's on a Fugazi team. Would you drop him to pick up a player like Justin Hunter or Marcus Wheaton? I wouldn't.
No, you can't drop him for one of those two guys. He is on a sketchy team down there in Jacksonville, but they're getting a little stronger as the year goes on, a little bit better. Got a nice connection with Blake Bortles, so no, I'm not giving up on him for Justin Hunter or Marcus Wheaton.
All right, we'll catch up with some of the emails in a little bit. We'll also jump back to the phone lines a little bit later. But I do want to get into some of the best buy and overpriced players for the 2.5 millionaire maker over at DraftKings. You can get in on the contest, $1 million going to first place, by going to ffchamps.com/million. Now, Anthony, this is something we do every week here on Patriots.com radio. We talk about four or five quarterbacks, four or five running backs, four or five receivers, tight ends. We break them into two categories. Best buys, the players that have good matchups, a good price, and the overpriced, guys that we're staying away from. We don't like the matchups. We just simply think they will cost you too much money. Now, you know the drill. You get $50,000 virtual dollars for your DraftKings salary. You have to set a team. Every player costs X amount of dollars, and you stay within that budget where the best man wins. The last couple of weeks, we've been seeing the millionaire maker get 230, 240, 250 points. So you really have to go with some high upside guys if you want to win.
Yeah, you're putting up a ton of points the last couple of weeks, the guys who were winning these $1 million. So the guy last week, was it almost 300 points he put up, something like
insane,
that? So,
yeah.
You know, you got to build a great lineup. You got to build a strong lineup, obviously. But you got to have a little luck on your side, too, because it's just the way it goes in daily fantasy. You got 92,000 people you're competing against. You know, you need a little bit of luck. So if you got a lucky rabbit's foot, a penny, I don't care. Just hang on to it, pick up your lineup, and hope for the best. But we're going to help you with the lineup portion.
I always like to put this little disclaimer out there. I think it's important that you don't want to only use the players we're about to mention. You still need your studs. You still need your running back ones, your wide receiver ones. But these are the guys that I like their prices or I don't like their prices, and I think they can still help you either win the Millionaire Maker contest or in some of the head-to-head or other guaranteed contests that the DraftKings has to offer. All right, so without further ado, best buy quarterbacks. I love Big Ben. 12 touchdowns in the last two games. He's only $7,500 versus Jets. Excellent matchup there. Russell Wilson against the Giants for $7,000. The Giants are giving up 27 fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks in their last three games. I like Cam Newton, $6,600. The Eagles are giving up a ton of points to offenses. Their defense is just giving up yards and points, so I like Cam Newton this week. But my absolute steal is Matt Ryan for $6,300 versus the Buccaneers. The last time they played, remember, it's a division matchup. They played in week three. Ryan had 30 points. They're coming off a bye. What do you think about Atlanta's QB this week?
Matt Ryan, like you said, look what he did last time against Tampa Bay, and he didn't even play a full game. So just imagine if it is relatively close, if Tampa Bay can keep it within, you know, not 58 points, then maybe Matt Ryan gets a few more reps and a couple more trips downfield. Love Matt Ryan, though. That is great value. I know the Falcons, you know, on the road, not the same team as they are in the dome, but right. Excellent value. A guy that's going to be going crazy, coming off a bye week, probably been working on some things. So, love Matt Ryan this week. Love him.
Big risk, low price. Mark Sanchez at $5,400 Monday night game against the Panthers. He's one of the cheapest starting quarterbacks you'll find at DraftKings this week.
Yeah, Mark Sanchez, again, another good matchup, a guy that's coming in, sneaky play. You can get a lot more value out of other positions if you use someone cheaper like Mark Sanchez. Should be solid, should get you a good amount of points. Probably not going to go crazy, not going to have an Andrew Luck type day. But if you get something solid out of him, you know, 20 points or so out of Mark Sanchez, I think that's excellent value for $5,400.
Overpriced quarterbacks, the players that I'm staying away from, Drew Brees, $8,200. I know that the Saints play great in the Superdome, but Brees is the third highest priced quarterback this week, and I hate the matchup against the 49ers. I also don't like Ryan Tannehill, $7,400 against the Lions. Coming off a bye, one of the top three defenses in the league. I think Ryan Tannehill throws up a dud for that price. And then Kyle Orton, $6,700 versus the Chiefs. With Sammy Watkins banged up, I don't really know who's going to step up in that rookies, even if Watkins is limited. I don't see anyone else in the Bills receiving corps to really step up for that lack of production.
Yeah, everyone you have listed, I'm not touching Kyle Orton. I'm not touching Ryan Tannehill this week. Those two guys I want nothing to do with. Drew Brees, like you said, should have a good game in the dome, always playing good, averaging about 25 points a week at home this year, so that's great production. But again, if you can get 20 points out of Mark Sanchez and 25 out of Drew Brees and you're saving yourself $3,000 for somewhere else, you get better production out of it. So Drew Brees, I mean, every week he's just so high as far as his dollar amount on here, and he's usually not worth it.
Let's move over to the running back position. Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, loves playing in that home crowd, in front of that home crowd up there in Seattle. He's only $6,700 versus the Giants. He had 31 points just last week, and the Giants, they're not stopping anyone on the ground. I also like Ronnie Hillman because he's going up against an Oakland Raiders team that is allowing the third most fantasy points to opposing running backs. Hillman has averaging about 22 fantasy points a week. Absolute steal, LeSean McCoy, $5,600 versus the Panthers, another Monday night gem. Carolina is allowing the second most fantasy points to opposing running backs. And then in that same game, D'Angelo Williams, $3,500 versus the Eagles. He's priced like, you know, a third or fourth string running back instead of the starter, which is what he is for Carolina. Anthony, we keep saying it, but we're expecting a lot of points with Philly and Carolina kicking off on Monday night.
Yeah, a lot of points. LeSean McCoy for $5,600. I think that might be the steal of the week, to be honest with you. That is huge value for a guy who is, I know he's not putting up the number one numbers that you were expecting when you draft him number one or number two overall, but slowly as the week's going on, looking a little better. Again, with Mark Sanchez is okay to throw the ball. He can do it. But I think they are going to try to run the ball a little more. That offensive line is getting healthy. Got another starter coming back this week. So LeSean McCoy, $5,600. If anybody in the cheaper area, you know, $5,000, $5,500 and less or in that area, LeSean McCoy has the best shot to make some big noise. Someone always puts up 40 points on DraftKings every week. Could be LeSean McCoy this week. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Overpriced running backs, the players that we're staying away from, we said them earlier, a couple questions already, with Le'Veon Bell. I'm staying away from him this weekend. The Steelers running back is $7,000, taking on a New York Jets defense. That's top five in the NFL when it comes to running backs. Mark Ingram against the 49ers. I know he's had back-to-back games of over 100 yards, three touchdowns in the last two games, but he's $5,900 bucks against a 49ers team that is shutting down opposing running backs. And then Lamar Miller against the Lions, $5,700 for the Dolphins running back. The AC joint injury, really bad matchup against a top three run defense. I'm staying away from Lamar Miller. In that same game, Drake Bell, $4,500 versus the Miami Dolphins. I think it's going to be a three-man backfield for the Detroit Lions going forward. Reggie Bush, Theo Reddick, Drake Bell, and I just don't know which rusher is going to be the guy with the most carries this week.
Yeah, if you're picking up a Lions running back, it's going to be a tough situation. Either daily fantasy, regular fantasy, no matter what you're looking at, the Lions running back's going to be tough. Theo Riddick, he looked good when Reggie Bush was out a couple weeks ago. And, you know, he's got the potential to be in there during third downs, passing downs. He's quick. He's got good hands. So, yeah, I agree with you, Bill. I think these Lions are going to start putting in three different running backs. So you're in a real tough spot. I'm avoiding the Detroit running backs daily fantasy for the next couple of weeks until I know how the backfield is going to shake out.
We're going over the best buy and overpriced players for the DraftKings Millionaire Maker Contest for Week 10. We did the quarterbacks, we did the running backs, on to the wide receivers, where I have Jordy Nelson as a best buy, $7,600 versus the Bears. They're coming off a bye, divisional rivalry, Sunday Night Football. I think it's a big favorable matchup for Jordy Nelson. And Calvin Johnson, $7,100 versus the versus Miami. Back in action for the first time since Week 5. He's priced as the seventh highest wide receiver. I think you have to take advantage now because I doubt you'll ever see him this lowly priced ever again.
It's not going to happen. I mean, hands down, will not happen ever again. Take advantage while you can.
Here's another one. Julio Jones, $6,600 versus the Bucs. Julio hasn't scored since Week 3. Guess who he played in Week 3?
Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Right. Guess who he's playing in Week 10?
Is it going to be Tampa Bay again?
Tampa Bay again. So look for Julio to get into the end zone for the first time since Week 3. Martavius Bryant, $5,500 versus the Jets. 5 touchdowns in his last 3 games. Great matchup against the New York Jets. Crappy secondary. Absolute steal. I said his quarterback, Kelvin Benjamin, for $4,200 versus Philly, who's giving up the 6th most points to opposing wide receivers. Big risk, small price. Torrey Smith for $3,500. Tennessee's given up a lot of big plays to opposing wide receivers this year, and that's Torrey Smith's specialty. I mean, he's not a possession guy. He's a big play guy. So we'll see if him and Joe Flacco can connect on some of those big plays for the Ravens. Overpriced receivers, the guys that we're staying away from, someone that we both love, but it's Demaryius Thomas versus the Oakland Raiders at $8,500. I don't know if you can really justify spending that kind of money on Demaryius when Jordy Nelson's almost $1,000 less.
Yeah, 100% agree. I mean, I love Demaryius Thomas, great, but Jordy Nelson is virtually on the same level as him, if not maybe a little bit higher. I mean, it's insane. $1,000 cheaper for Jordy Nelson. I mean, if I got that money, Jordy Nelson's where I'm spending it as far as my top-tier wide receiver on my squad for this week.
Golden Tate of the Lions with Calvin Johnson back. I'm a little shocked to see Golden Tate ranked or priced at $7,000, which is only $100 less than Megatron. So if you're going to use one of the Detroit wide receivers and you got $7,000, you might as well use Calvin.
Yeah, extra $100 for a guy that is just an absolute monster overall, you know, his career. Calvin Johnson, extra $100. Take him.
Sammy Watkins dealing with that groin injury. He's $6,200 versus the Chiefs. And then Anquan Boldin, I think his price is insanely inflated. $5,600 versus the Saints. I'm staying away from him as well. Let's move over to tight ends. Heath Miller. I got 2 tight ends overpriced, 2 tight ends best buy. 2 tight ends that I like. Heath Miller against the Jets, $4,500. The Jets are giving up the most points to opposing tight ends, including 2 touchdowns to tight ends in each of their 4 of their last 5 games. Is that like the craziest stat of the year? The Jets have allowed 2 touchdowns to opposing tight ends in 4 of their last 5 games. Can't believe it.
Yeah, it also happened to Martellus Bennett back in Week 3. So 3 times this year, 2 touchdowns for a tight end against the New York Jets. I mean, they're bad against the tight end, very bad. Giving up the most 11 total touchdowns this year. The Jets have given up the tight ends. That's more than 1 per game.
Owen Daniels, $3,300 versus the Titans in the full-point PPR format, which DraftKings is a full-point PPR. Daniels has double-digit fantasy points in 3 of his last 4 games. Again, you want a consistent reliable option at tight end that can get you 15 points. And if he scores a touchdown, you're looking at 21. That could be the difference maker instead of going from 3 points if he scores a touchdown to 9 points.
Yeah, and the tight end, as far as daily fantasy goes on DraftKings, I think the tight end is the one position that if you're not putting money out for a stud like a Gronkowski or a Julius Thomas, you got to go for a guy that you feel like can be, you know, a boom type guy if he has a good week. Owen Daniels, right near the bottom of the barrel as far as price goes at $3,300.
Right.
He's that kind of guy. Like you said, gets a lot of targets, gets a lot of catches. All he needs to do is sneak into the end zone, and he could have a 20-point week for you.
Overpriced tight ends, the players that we're staying away from, is Delanie Walker, $4,400 versus the Ravens. Everything about his stats took a nosedive after the first month of the season. Reception, yards, touchdowns, he fell off the map in a big way. And then Mikel Rivera, $3,800 versus the Broncos. He had 8 catches, 2 touchdowns last week. Don't go chasing those kind of stats. It's not going to happen for any of the Raiders players.
100% agree on both counts. Delanie Walker, not the same guy as the beginning of the year, falling off slowly. And again, Mikel Rivera looked good last week. He might be one of those guys to pop up every now and then to have a big week, but it's not going to happen consistently. Can't take the chance this week on that.
All right, so those were our best buy and overpriced players. You can check out the article on ffchamps.com/million. That'll also get you in the Millionaire Maker Contest for Week 10. A lot of more emails to get to, webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 855-728-7500. We'll also talk to Nick Morgan, who's going to join us in the next segment to talk about the over and unders, according to the wise guys over in Vegas, try to help you identify the players that are going to be in high-scoring contests for Week 10. Plenty more Fantasy Football Champs coming up next right here on patriots.com radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights. Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go. Go. That's it. Come on. Kick it into hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call star NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Anthony Grace and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
Go. All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. 855-728-7500 is the phone number. Webradio@patriots.com is the email. And if you're listening to us on the Patriot mobile app, on demand on iTunes, or just on the Patriots website a little bit later in the week, you can always hit us up for Week 10 lineup questions. Follow Anthony on Twitter, @ThePPRMonster. I am @BillEnright. You can check us out @FFChamps for the official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle. And wish Kevin a happy birthday. Pats, @PatsRadio_Kev. Don't forget, the kid turned 29, so we all like to wish Kevin one more year of, I don't know, fun and entertainment before he turned 30? How's that sound?
Kind of sounds depressing.
I mean, it is what it is, Kev. It's coming.
I'm going to live like a rock star my whole life, Bill.
All right. Well, that's what I like to hear. Let's go to Harley in North Carolina. He's in a 10-team standard league. Hello, Harley.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, man. How you doing today?
Doing great. Just want to wish Kevin a happy birthday.
Thanks, Harley.
All right. I had situation in my league I want to ask y'all about. I'm 8-1. I had my first loss last week because of Phillip Rivers. But anyways, the only tight end I have right now on my team is not Fleener, but the other tight end. I had Brainsport. The other tight end for Colts.
Dwayne Allen.
Name now. Yeah, Dwayne Allen. And he's on a bye this week. I have a gentleman in my league wanting to trade me Greg Olsen, but he's wanting Golden Tate or Vincent Jackson or Mike Wallace. I was wanting to know which one out of them three you think I should trade him.
Wallace.
Definitely.
Wallace?
Yeah.
All right, and then if I was TPM, I'll leave me with Jeffries, Vincent Jackson, Golden Tate, and Terrence Williams. But I was wondering who you think I should start this week out of them three.
V-Jax, Alshon Jeffrey, and Golden Tate.
All right. You don't think I'd start Williams if he's playing at Jacksonville?
No.
Huh? All right.
Not when you have those on. I mean, Alshon Jeffrey's top 15. Golden Tate is top 15 or top 20.
You don't think Golden Tate's stock will go down with Calvin Johnson being at or back or not?
That theory's coming from. I mean, week one, he had 6 catches, 93 yards. Week two, 5 catches, 57 yards. Week three, 5 catches, 51 yards. Week four, 8 catches, 116 yards. So even with Calvin not on the field, he was still putting up double-digit fantasy points in PPR format.
He needs to be legit to start every weekend.
I don't know if he's a start every weekend based on the matchup, but right now you said three of those four, and we gave them to you. Sitting Terrence Williams.
All right. Thanks, sir.
You got it, buddy. I mean, that trade for Mike Wallace to give up to get Greg Olsen, that's what's going to separate himself from the pack. I mean, he's 8-1. He's worried about a wide receiver 3. That's not a big deal.
Yeah, as good as Dwayne Allen is, Greg Olsen is just better. I mean, more targets, bigger part of the offense, a lot more yards. Touchdowns, they're right there with each other. Dwayne Allen gets in the end zone, but Olsen, more targets, more catches, more yards. It's a great trade for Mike Wallace.
If you are 8-1 or 7, whatever it is, 8-1 I guess now, and you're worried about a wide receiver 3, you have to just step back and realize and say, you know what, I'm winning this league, and unless a disaster strikes, I'm going to be fine. I just made a great trade for an upgrade on my tight end to make my team even better. My wide receiver 3 is not going to be the death of this team. You just have to put things in perspective sometimes.
Yeah, and that's all you can do. I mean, that's the bottom line right now when it comes down to it.
Every week we take a look at the over and unders that are set by Vegas. We do this for a couple of reasons. One, we like to know what games are going to be high scoring, right? Because the high scoring games typically lead to high scoring in fantasy football. So if you had a team like the Broncos and Patriots last week, they put up, what was the final score in that one?
43-26 or something like that? Yeah, I mean, it was almost 70 points.
Right. So when you have a guy like Peyton Manning, Emmanuel Sanders, Demaryius Thomas, Julian Edelman, Brandon LaFell, Rob Gronkowski, Tom Brady, those are the type of games that you want to have as many players as possible. Same thing this week. Same thing last week if you had someone from the Colts or Colts and Giants was a high-scoring game. Or someone from, I'm trying to think of all the high-scoring games from last week. My memory's shot right now. But the point is, the more points in the game, the better your fantasy team will do. So every week, we try to look at the overs and unders according to Vegas. So Nick Morgan is going to join us a little bit, and he'll help us on taking that theory and how it will apply to the DraftKings lineups this week. Because, I mean, that's what the benefit of playing the DraftKings. You can pick anyone you want. It's not a draft. You don't have to worry about, you know, what round you drafted someone in. You can pick up any player you want. So it makes sense to target the players that are specifically in those games that are projected to have a lot of points.
Yeah, and the best thing about drafting your team on DraftKings is there's no time limit. You can sit back, hang out, have an adult beverage, take your time. Just work it out. Put some people in there, move them around, see what you can do. So you just got to, you know, play with it, and that's the best thing you can do. I'm sure these guys who are winning $1 million each week or winning these major contests, they don't just go in there, put in a lineup, and then walk away from it. I mean, they're probably looking, swapping around, seeing the best thing they can do. So it's nice with DraftKings, put some players in there, take some players out. If you go over, it's not like they won't let you put a player in there and redo it around that player. So love how they do it at DraftKings. Just get in there and play with it. That's all you can do.
All right, so it's time to bring on Nick Morgan from FFChamps.com. Nick, how's it going, man?
I'm good. How you doing, Bill? Hey, Anthony.
What's up, Nick, man? How you doing?
Good.
You know, it's Kevin's birthday today, and I think he must be eating some cake on the side. I figured it was you calling in, but I just picked up the phone anyway.
Well, happy birthday, Kevin.
He's not
Thank
there.
Thank you very
right
much.
Now. Oh, he is there. He is there now. Oh. Kev, where were we at, buddy?
Sorry, high-profile phone call, Bill.
Oh, God. High-profile phone call for Kevin is probably like...
probably his girlfriend.
No, it's probably like Big Bird.
Ownership pertaining.
Oh, okay. I was going to say like Big Bird, like a... You know, like you know when you're young and your mom like has like a cartoon character like call you or a clown call you.
Definitely not that. And I will also say they did not wish me happy birthday, Bill. So I'm offended.
Whoa!
Oh man!
Well, it's
been a really serious call
then.
All right, so Nick, every week you do a great article on FFChamps.com talking about the overs and unders, the shootouts, and the defensive struggles. Anthony and I were just going through some of the ones from last week: Giants, Colts, Broncos, Patriots, all those games were high scoring and therefore had high scoring fantasy players. You look at a guy like Odell Beckham or an even Eli Manning, even though the Giants lost, both of them still had high fantasy stats. And it's really useful in daily fantasy because you can pick any player you want. So you really want to focus on the guys that are playing in the games that are expected to be high scoring, and you want to avoid the guys that are playing in the games that are expected to be low scoring. So that's why you do the over and under analysis for us at FFChamps.com.
Yeah, this week is easy. Play all the Bears and all the Packers. 53 points, they're saying. Last week, the big games, they put up over 64 points.
Wow.
I mean, it's just nuts. And, so, the Bears and Packers are 50, over-under on them is 53. And, of course, you know, all the Packers and also all the Bears. I mean, you know, you got to put Matt Forte in there. Cutler's been a risk this year, up and down, but he's, you know, he's on his good days. He's definitely over 20 points. My only hesitation with the Marshall and Jeffries, you don't know which one's going to blow up, but they both could. So, you know, and they're cheap this week. They're in the 6,000 range. So, and Martellus Bennett is there. And then if you really need a cheap, wide receiver for your flex or something, Devontae Adams is only 3,800.
Let's stay on that Bears-Packers game for a second. You mentioned Matt Forte. You don't think he's too expensive at $10,000? That's a fifth of your budget.
I know. In the article I say he's really expensive. If you want him, and he's doing 30 points and stuff, there's a couple of cheap QBs out there this week that you can pair him with Forte if you really want Forte. Personally, I'm avoiding Forte because he is just way too expensive.
What do you think about that? Forte, $10,000. You only have a $50,000 budget. Hello, Anthony.
Oh, sorry. I didn't hear you say my name, Bill. I'm so sorry. I was zoned in on what Nick was saying. Matt Forte, it's tough with a $10,000 price tag on him, but, man, this guy's been killing it. I mean, PPR leagues, he might be the most consistent and highest-scoring running back outside DeMarco Murray. So I know he's expensive, but he's one of those guys that, like I said, if you play around with it, throw him in your lineup first, see what you can work around him, and if you like it, go with it. If not, then there's other options. But he's someone I at least would play with to see if I can fit him in my lineup in some way.
Yeah, it's what you can do. You know, what I'll do is I'll target a couple of players and I'll put them in, even if they're expensive, and I'll see what I can build around them. If I'm ending up with Storm Johnson as my, you know, my other running back or my flex, then I say, okay, it's just not going to work this week. What is nice is your Cobb and Randall are a little less expensive than they have been. They're under 8,000. And so, you know, you might be able to finagle something with some of the other, you know, cheaper wide receivers. You know, maybe you do Forte and Bobby Rainey.
Nick, what's the game that you're staying away from this week?
That one's also easy. It's the Chiefs and Bills. What I noticed when I started looking at the numbers for it is basically these defenses are both good, and they're extra good against the other team's strong suit. Like Kansas City is coming in number one against the pass. So you really want to put Sammy Watkins out there this week. And the Bills are really tough against the run. So Charles can almost go through any defense. You know, he's somewhat matchup immune, you know, so I have no real problem playing Charles this week. But otherwise, I see this game, you know, 17-10.
All right, so we're focusing on the Bears and the Packers, high-scoring matchup on Sunday Night Football, staying away from the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Buffalo Bills. Nick, always great stuff. Check out the article on FFChamps.com. Certainly appreciate you coming on and doing all the work that you do. Best of luck to you in week 10 at DraftKings.
Listen, have a good week and enjoy the weekend.
Thanks, Barney.
See you, Nick.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony, we kind of said it at the beginning of the show, that Packers and Bears game, when we'll go over the primetime pick 'em a little bit later, but that Packers-Bears game, and I still think Eagles and Panthers, I think both of those contests are going to be high-scoring action.
Totally agree with you. Usually primetime games are putting up a lot of points, and I see no exception this week. Like you said, Green Bay, Chicago, we definitely know a lot of points, and we definitely know that Philadelphia is going to put up points. Odds are Carolina is going to score on them because their defense isn't that good. So I wouldn't be shocked if the two primetime games, Sunday and Monday night, put up combined 50 points in each game. I would not be shocked at all.
855-728-7500, 855-PATS-500 is the phone number. You can also email us, webradio@patriots.com. Let's get into back into the emails. I believe Joey G was up next. He says, you guys have me addicted to your show and website, and I'm 8-1. And I thank you. Oh, that's kind words, kind words. He wants us to pick two of these four running backs, Jeremy Hill, Chris Ivory, Andre Williams, Trey Mason.
I'm going to go with Jeremy Hill and Chris Ivory in that situation. Williams and Mason, tough matchups.
I'm totally with you there. Pick two of these wide receivers, four wide receivers, Alshon Jeffrey, Emmanuel Sanders, Kelvin Benjamin, and Odell Beckham.
Alshon Jeffrey, and you're not sending Emmanuel Sanders.
No. So in this flex spot, do you go with Kelvin Benjamin, Odell Beckham, or Andre Williams or Trey Mason?
Kelvin Benjamin. Big week from him, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
What else does he say here? It's kind of a confusing email. Joey says, think I should add Crowell before tonight just in case. Should I drop Andre Williams or Cam Newton? I wouldn't make that move.
No.
Also, Mike Evans, Martavius Bryant, and Asiata are on the waiver wire. Should I grab one? I think you're dropping Adrian Peterson and picking up either Mike Evans or Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, I'm totally okay with Martavius Bryant and Mike Evans. Wow, you got to grab one of them. You can't sit on both of them. So I would definitely grab one of those two guys. Martavius Bryant should be the first one, though.
I don't know if this guy is. I don't know if it's Chanel or Chanel. It says, "Happy birthday, Kevin! I've been listening to you guys all season. I've become addicted to fantasy football, and won $50 last week using your rankings in DraftKings. That is awesome. Keep up the good work, guys." So that's from our. His initials are CP. I don't know if it's Chanel or Channel. How else could you pronounce that name?
It's got to be one of the two, so we're not sure. Sorry if we butchered it, but we love the compliment. We love the listening. We're glad we got you addicted because fantasy football is just great.
Next emailer, I can't pronounce his name either. It's either Lakeshire?
I'm going to go Lakeshire.
Lakeshire?
Yeah, okay. Sure. Let's do it.
I actually think this guy's from like Sweden or Switzerland or something.
Nice.
So that would make sense. I need help at the quarterback position this week. Should I go with Jay Cutler or Tony Romo?
Tony Romo's got a nice matchup. I know Jay Cutler's been kind of iffy past couple of weeks, but Jay Cutler's on the road, which is always a positive for Jay Cutler. He is not good at home. We're expecting a lot of points. Love the matchup. Love what we're going to see on Sunday night. I'm going to go with Jay Cutler just because if Tony Romo plays and he takes a hit and he goes down, that's tough on you. Jay Cutler, I feel like he's playing the whole game. So,
next email is from James, who writes a big, bold, happy birthday, Kevin. See, Kev, you know, the fans love you. The youth of America looks up to you, and the fans, they all want to wish you a happy birthday.
I appreciate that.
I hopefully
better
you
than
do.
HBDKC.
What is that?
I don't know. We were making fun of on Facebook.
Birthday
message of all time.
Exactly. HBDKC. I mean, that is the laziest of lazy happy birthday wishes.
Yeah, what is
I find
that?
It offensive.
You should.
I would too.
Jeez.
You should unfriend that person.
Get the hell out of
block
here.
Block him from posting on your wall.
Ever
you know
again.
What's, you
like
know
that,
what's
that,
the worst
like
part?
That woman Beatrice on TV.
Oh,
you ever seen those ads?
That's not how this works.
Yeah, that's one of the funniest ads of all time.
It is really, really good.
She goes, I defriend you.
I unfriend you. That's not how this works.
One of the best ads of all time.
Love it.
Yeah, because then the moron friend is like, ooh, I like that one. No, but the worst part about the happy birthday Facebook comments is it's always from people that you haven't talked to in a year.
Yeah, you don't care.
That the last time you spoke with them or last time you interacted with them in any way is last year on your birthday when your notification popped up on their feed and said it's Kevin Collins' birthday or it's Bill Enright's birthday or it's Anthony Grace's birthday. Those people are the worst. Those people deserve to be unfriended. It's like they live to say happy birthday to people on Facebook. Who has time for that?
Yeah. And if you're typing it in, type in the whole damn word. All right. No shortening happy birthday, Kevin. All right. No, that's five letters. That could be, we don't know what that is. That's out of hand. I don't like it.
When did it become cool to say HBD?
I don't know. I have no idea, but I don't like it at all. I don't like what I'm hearing.
It's almost like people, I don't know. It's tough. I never understood the Facebook hype with the happy birthdays.
They love it. I don't get it either. I just, whatever.
Next email. Oh, we didn't even answer James's question.
Yeah, there's a question there, too.
12-team standard league. Start Tony Romo or Big Ben?
Big Ben.
Yeah, for sure. Start tight end Owen Daniels or Delanie Walker?
We don't like Delanie Walker. We like Owen Daniels. Gotta go OD.
Okay, OD. HBD OD. Next email is from Higgins in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. I'm in a standard league. Reggie Bush is out there on waiver wire. I dropped him for AP last week. I can drop Sproles for him or AP and risk someone else grabbing him if he's activated soon. So Sproles or Bush this week and moving forward. All right. You know, we haven't really talked about it yet, and it's mainly because the NFL is dragging their feet with this Adrian Peterson situation.
Yeah.
We don't know if he's going to get reinstated. We don't know if he's going to be in action in Week 11. We know that he wants to play. We know that the NFL is saying that, you know, they're not concerned about it only being a misdemeanor, and they still may suspend him or punish him based on the, you know, the action. You know, kind of like the NFL is just going to say, well, we don't care if it's just what the courts say. We're going to tell you what we think, and we think it was a despicable act, and you deserve to be, you know, whatever, not play this year, whatever. So it's an interesting situation, unprecedented, as we say on Tuesday, and we just don't know what's going to happen yet.
Yeah, and I heard a little bit about the Adrian Peterson thing on the NFL Network before we got on air, and, you know, whoever, I think it was Ian Rappaport, he was basically saying it's a six-game suspension, but he didn't say on top of what he already missed or if it counts to what happened already. So it is a very confusing situation. He's got to talk to the NFL. I mean, it's nice that the Vikings have a bye week. This gives it almost two full weeks to kind of get things together, see what we can get out of Week 11, but I don't know. And if you got people on your team, you're looking at a playoff run. If you're close to, I mean, if you're at the top of your league, you know you're getting into the playoffs. I like having AP just to be safe. But if you're in that middle ground, I'd rather have Reggie Bush and Darren Sproles, two guys I know that are definitely going to play.
In a standard league, it's tough to rely on Sproles. I think it's tough to rely on Reggie Bush.
Both of them, yeah. Totally agree.
I think long term, if I knew Adrian Peterson was playing in week 13, even if he misses the next 2 weeks, yeah. In week 13, I'd still probably want him on the team.
Yes.
In a standard league. Yeah. PPR league, a little different.
Man, but I totally agree. You got to, if you know he's playing, definitely keep him on your team. But, I mean, it's tough. If I'm keeping AP, I'm keeping Sproles over Bush just because he's going to get more touches. Theoretic coming in there to Detroit, Bush is going to lose a little bit of something.
I have them ranked 17th and 19th this week. Very close. I think it's a coin flip. I'd go toward Darren Sproles at home Monday night action.
Definitely.
All right, next email is from David Rodriguez. Two questions for you guys. Standard scoring league, would you trade Sammy Watkins for Greg Olsen? Gronk's on a bye. He's in must-win mode. There's literally no one on the waiver wire. I love Sammy's schedule for the playoffs, though. What do you think about that trade? Greg Olsen, he'd be getting Greg Olsen trading away Sammy Watkins. Now, he has Gronk, but he's in must-win mode.
Yeah, and it looks like he lists his receivers a little bit later on, says he's got Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, and Odell Beckham. So I'm okay with giving up Watkins if you feel like you're in a must-win mode, but you're going to have to do something as far as getting rid of Greg Olsen or Gronk, I guess, after this week to rebuild your team a little bit, unless you can start two tight ends.
He says he has Josh Gordon, too.
Hmm.
I mean, so now he'd have Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green, and Josh Gordon.
Yeah. Then I would definitely do that deal right now if you need a tight end for this week. And again, Greg Olsen's the guy you can keep the rest of the year. Trade him or trade Gronk and maybe a little bit stronger somewhere else if you can.
He has Philip Rivers as his quarterback. Should he trade Rivers and Josh Gordon for Tom Brady? I'm not panicking on Philip Rivers just because of one bad game in the NFL. It happens all the time. Does it does it suck that he had negative points in your fantasy team? Of course. But he's still a top five quarterback.
Yeah, you can't give up on him. And again, if you're giving up Sammy Watkins and Josh Gordon, I don't like that at all. So I'd rather give up Sammy Watkins, get Greg Olsen, keep Josh Gordon. I mean, after next week, he's back. So then you got three number one receivers, no doubt about it. So I'm okay trading Watkins for Olsen right now.
855-PATS-500 is the phone number. We're going back to the line where Nick in Boston's in a 12-team standard league. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. So I did this before when I was on the line with him, but happy birthday, Kevin.
Oh, that's nice. Two happy birthdays from Nick for you, Kev.
Appreciate
it. Kevin deserves an extra happy birthday because he had to put up with me yesterday when I was on a line with the playbook guys because we did this contest yesterday that was really a test of endurance for all involved, I think. But we all came out okay, so it's good. And with prizes, too, so I appreciate that.
Whoa. I want to hear more about this. What kind of contest? What were the prizes? What were you doing?
It was kind of like a fill-in-the-blank thing where John Rook had a couple of people helping him out yesterday on his show, and you basically had to fill in the blank of these random, you know, crazy, borderline inappropriate statements, and then the panelists would give their answers, and then you would give your answer, and so you would give your answer, and then they would say what they picked, and if you matched up with them, you would move on, but...
So it was like Cards Against Humanity with NFL's stuff?
Yeah. Well, it was the sentences were NFL, the football, you know, the answers were sometimes NFL themed, sometimes not. It was hard to guess, you know. I wasn't too good at it, but somehow I managed to be better than most of the other people on the line, so it all worked out.
Nice.
Yeah, but anyway, so I've got an easy lineup question, I think, and then like a daily fantasy thing I wanted to throw at you guys. But my lineup question is, I'm starting Rainey over Niall Davis in my flex this week. Am I right in doing that?
That's fine.
Yeah, I would do it.
Because he's basically the top running back for the Bucs now, right? And he got a fair amount of yards last week, so I feel pretty confident in starting him over the second back in Kansas City.
Yep.
All right, and so the daily fantasy thing, I'm trying to decide here for my flex in this lineup that I'm trying to set, trying to decide between a couple, you know, jumble of wide receivers, and then at the flex, I always seem to land between either Torrey Smith or Terrence Williams. Who do you think you'd be more willing to take a risk on?
We had Torrey Smith as the big risk, the small price big risk, because the Titans are giving up a lot of big plays to opposing wide receivers, and that's what Torrey Smith does. He has a lot of big plays. So does Terrence Williams, but I don't know if Brandon Weeden can get him the ball. And if Romo's out there, I don't know how deep they're going to be going against the Jaguars. I don't know how many deep balls they'll be really passing. So I'd roll with Torrey Smith, hope for the best. But, you know, with your flex on DraftKings, it's interesting because don't forget, you can use a running back, you can use a tight end. So you might be better off with looking at another position in that $3,400, $3,600 range. You know what I'm saying, Nick?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is that all you had for us?
Yeah, I think that's it. Thanks, guys.
God, Nick, see ya.
That was the most awkward ending to a phone call I think we've ever had.
Okay, bye. Oh, that was something else. But you know what? Yeah, like you said, in that flex position, tight end, wide receiver, running back. So you got a lot of options. Don't focus. It seems like you're focusing on wide receivers. I mean, maybe that's your best bet at $3,400 or wherever you're at. But, you know, take a look at running backs. You never know. If you're saving money and using someone like Bobby Rainey or like that, you might be able to get a little bit better flex position out of a wide receiver or tight end if you save money somewhere else.
All right, final break of the show. We'll come back with our primetime pick'em and also get to the rest of the emails you're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
NFL Mobile from Verizon is perfect for a guy like me. At home or on the go, NFL Mobile keeps me connected to all the action across the league. I can watch live NFL games on Thursday, Sunday, and Monday nights, Track player and team news, player tweets, watch NFL Network 24/7 and more. Plus, with NFL Mobile, I have real-time access to NFL Red Zone, so I can watch every touchdown from every game on Sunday afternoons. So I'll never be without football. Especially when Jaws and Muffin can't find that oh-so-perfect spot. Oh, hold up. Go, go. That's it. Come on, kick it in hyperdrive. Touchdown!
Get NFL Mobile on America's largest 4G LTE network and discover why more people choose Verizon than any other network. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data usage applies. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Don't call or text while driving.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time. 2% cash back on groceries and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
Ask the rest of the country what comes to mind when they think of New England. The answer isn't Paul Revere or tri-corner hats, maple syrup or Walden Woods. They now think of dominance. The success of the sleeveless hoodie, 3 Super Bowl championships, AFC East champions 10 out of the past 12 years, the first NFL dynasty of the millennium. So while the other 44 states now think of us more for our wins than clam chowder, that's fine. Just ask anybody here. The Pats are all we think about, too. Gillette is proud to have played a role in the ascent of the New England Patriots, our New England Patriots. Because the logo hanging high above Gillette Stadium isn't just team sponsorship. It's our declaration of allegiance to the fans from Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. The New Englanders that have helped make Gillette what we are today. From Boston for New England, we're Gillette, the best a man can get.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team, from Foxborough all the way to Arizona. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square, across from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected.
Xbox One is not only a game console, but the home entertainment system every fantasy football fan needs. The NFL on Xbox One is your connection to all things fantasy, giving you personalized news, highlights, stats, and scores instantly on your TV. Watching your favorite team play on Sunday, but wondering how your fantasy players are doing? With built-in fantasy football, track your updates on TV in real time across NFL.com and multiple fantasy leagues, all while still watching live games. Xbox One, bringing fantasy football to life. Now available for $3.99. At a Microsoft store near you.
Bill Enright and Anthony Grace want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in with your questions at 855-PATS-500 or email the champs at webradio@patriots.com. Now, back to Bill and Anthony.
Go.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs. We're going to power through all of the emails, get to our primetime pick'ems. about 20 minutes left in today's show. In case you don't get your question in or you're listening to us on demand, you can always hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps, at Bill Enright, at the PPR Monster. Wish Kevin a happy birthday at PatchRadio_Kev. Back to the emails we go, Anthony. We got Nate up next. He has Chris Ivory and Lorenzo Taliaferro. Should he go after someone like Benny Cunningham, Zach Stacy, or Peyton Hillis over any of those two running backs on his team?
No, I like what he's got. In a non-PPR league, like what he's got going right now.
Richard has a very easy question. Roethlisberger or Palmer this week?
Got to stick with the hot hand. Roethlisberger's got the hottest hand in the NFL right now.
Lions or the Packers?
Ooh. I like Green Bay this week. I would take a chance on them. Cutler's going to turn the ball over a couple times, probably.
I'm going to stick with the Detroit Lions. I mean, they're the top defense in the league.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both going to be all right. But, again, either way, I'm okay with the Lions, too. I like them, too.
I guess it depends on your scoring. I mean, if you get negative points for high scoring, that one could come back and haunt you with the Packers.
True. Yeah, very true.
Next email is from German in Waco, which is always fun. Should I start Bobby Rainey or Reggie Bush in the flex?
I'll go like Bobby Rainey.
Oh, yeah.
Worst rust defense in the league in Atlanta. I believe he scored a touchdown the first time they played. So I'm going to stick with Bobby Rainey right there.
Le'Veon Bell and Terrence West are his starting running backs. Ooh, I don't like that.
See, you could slide Reggie Bush in there. You play Bush, Rainey, Le'Veon, take Terrence West out. That's
absolutely
what I would do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Terrence West does not deserve to be in your starting lineup.
No.
The next email is from Kevin. Kevin S. He's Kevin from Maryland. Hey, guys, in the PPR league, return yards and return TDs. I love that. Count toward individual players. He needs two wide receivers, two running backs, and a flex. Andre Ellington, Mark Ingram, Jeremy Hill.
You're going Andre Ellington and Jeremy Hill there.
Wide receivers, he needs two of them. Demaryius Thomas, A.J. Green are in, right?
They have to be.
All right, so then for the flex, Ingram, Mohamed Sanu, Michael Floyd, Roddy White.
Ingram's been playing hot, but was it PPR league? Yeah, I would go Roddy White in a PPR league. I like what Roddy White's been doing this year.
Very interesting. Yeah, I'm not big on Ingram this week.
Yeah, something about him, not that consistent. Two straight 100-yard games, hasn't done it in his career up to this point, so not sure if he's doing it again. Roddy White's consistent. Tampa Bay's defense is iffy. Like what he could do.
Another Mark Ingram question. This one's from John M. Should I start Jeremy Hill or Mark Ingram in his flex?
Got to stick with Jay Hill right now.
We love Jay Hill this week.
Definitely do. Yes.
Andrew from Cali. Hey, guys, in a PPR league, which tight end would you start? Mikel Rivera, Jared Cook, Jermaine Gresham, Clay Harbor, and that's it because Jordan Cameron's not playing.
Yeah, I would go Clay Harbor. I like his matchup with Dallas. He's going to get a lot of looks, a lot of targets, potentially get in the end zone. Dallas is horrible against the tight ends. He would be my start out of these guys.
I also like Clay Harbor, who's given up a lot of the Dallas Cowboys, given up a lot of points to tight ends. Jared Cook, good matchup against the Arizona Cardinals, given up a lot of points to tight ends. Would you drop any of these guys next week to get Kyle Rudolph, assuming he plays?
Yeah, I'd be fine dropping any of these guys for Kyle Rudolph, to be honest with you. None of them stand out as a stud.
Okay. Ike and Charlotte is up next. Things are looking rough this week. Need to start advice for my 10-team non-PPR league. Pick two of these running backs. Joik Bell, Steven Jackson, Lorenzo Taliaferro, Trey Mason, Charlie Sims. Chuckle Sims. Charlie
Chuckles.
Sims.
Chuckles. Chuckles. Yeah, man, that's tough. I would go Joik Bell and I guess Steven Jackson is going to get the most carries out of the rest of those guys, so I would take my chances on him right there.
Martavis Bryant, Michael Crabtree, or one of those leftover running backs for the flex spot?
Got to go Martavis Bryant, right? Nice matchup, on fire. Can't sit up.
I think so, too.
Yeah, if not, maybe Taliaferro would be my second choice, but Martavis Bryant is just on fire. Great matchup. Big Ben. Love it.
He currently has the Bills defense. Should he pick the Lions or the Dolphins up instead of the Bills going forward?
The Lions, a lot more consistent. If you're looking at Miami, you're looking at touchdowns. They're basically the Kansas City Chiefs of last year, scoring touchdowns, doing some weird things, but getting in the end zone, which is great. We don't know how long that's going to last. I think the Lions are a little more stable.
My good friend Lou, a.k.a. NJ Bear, says happy birthday to Kevin. His daughter is turning 3 on Saturday and will be devouring a Frozen, you know, the movie Frozen, themed ice cream cake.
Yeah. All right. It's delicious.
Kevin, you want us to send you a Frozen-themed ice cream cake?
I wouldn't object to it.
It's cake, man.
Let it go. Let it go.
Damn right.
I know Frozen.
It's wonderful.
Olaf's my boy.
I think it was very overrated.
It was
delightful, Bill.
For a Disney movie, definitely overrated.
I think Bill's heart's going frozen. Out.
First of all, I watched it by myself on a Saturday afternoon.
Very depressing.
And I was just like...
That's very creepy, actually.
Yeah, it was. I don't know why.
Shouldn't be allowed within, you know, 500 feet of a school.
You know why? Because all my nieces love it. My fiance loves it. I'm like, I'm going to watch this stupid movie. And I'll be honest, I like cartoons, and Disney movies are typically very underrated in terms of, you know, they have some good one-liners in there, and some of the characters are funny. But I just thought that movie was really overrated.
Yeah, Disney knows what they're doing for the most part, but Frozen, not their best effort. It was okay. Not the hype it deserved, or not the hype that it was put out there. It didn't live up to it.
All right, back to fantasy football. Lou, a.k.a. NJ Bears, is in a full-point PPR league. Flex play, who would you start? Terrence West, Theo Reddick, or Andrew Hawkins. He could also pick up D'Angelo Williams, but would have to cut one of the above-mentioned players. I think you go with D'Angelo Williams. You cut Terrence West.
Yeah, that was my first thought. I don't love anybody you got on your squad. D'Angelo Williams is a starter. That's the best thing you can have if you're in a desperate mode.
Or, since Jordan Cameron and Josh Gordon are coming back in 2 weeks, does he drop Andrew Hawkins? He's got Calvin Johnson, Julian Edelman, Kelvin Benjamin, Devontae Adams, which I haven't... It basically comes down, which Browns player would you rather have, Terrence West or Andrew Hawkins?
I'd still stick with Hawkins in the PPR. With Gordon and Kamer coming back, I think that might help Hawkins. It'll give him a little more opening. So I'd stick with him over West.
Andre in New York City, 12-team Standard League, Larry Donnell or Vernon Davis?
Larry Donnell.
Reggie Bush or Terrence Williams?
I want to stick with Reggie Bush there.
Sanchez or Romo?
I'm gonna stick with Mark Sanchez. Just the whole Tony Romo back thing still gets me a little freaked out, so I'm gonna stick with Mark Sanchez.
Big Ben or Colin Kaepernick?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, I think that was an easy one. Next question. We're flying through these, especially when you know the same guy sends in 4, and we already answered them. So that's
keep them coming. All right, we'll answer them again. Whatever.
This one is from Colonial Village Laundromat. Howdy, folks. It's a soapy mess over here, being that I'm in a laundromat and all. That's hilarious. In all seriousness, I'm thin at running back this week. My running back one is Jeremy Hill, but due to bye weeks, I only have Terrence West and Ben Tate. What's with all the Terrence West questions?
The last six emails
all had to do with Terrence West.
Everybody loves them some Terrence West, I guess.
I picked him up this week.
Yeah. What's that? You picked him up this week? Do you trust any of them to start at running back 2 on waivers? Slim, Theo Reddick, Chris Polk. And Daniel Thomas, Jonathan Stewart, Bernard Pierce, Devontae Freeman, James Starks, Peyton Hillis. Wow, that's rough.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough predicament.
All right, let's process by elimination here. I'm going to break it down. It's Peyton Hillis, James Starks, or Theo Reddick over Terrence West. Which one? Or Jonathan Stewart, I guess. I'm ruling out Daniel Thomas, Bernard Pierce, and Devontae Freeman.
Theo Reddick. We talked about him a little bit at the beginning of the show. Should be working the offense a little more. Can definitely take it the distance if he gets a chance. I think Theo Reddick might be a sneaky play this week.
That's not a bad idea. And we know Reggie Bush is somewhat injury prone, and that could be a really good long-term move. That's something I did this week. I dropped like my wide receiver 4 and picked up a running back 5 just because I know I have Josh Gordon coming back. I only have to start 2 wide receivers. So I was trying to go for some quality plays toward the end of the season that I was trying to stay a step ahead of everyone else. And if Reggie Bush goes down again, it's going to be Theo Riddick's show.
Yeah, I totally agree. Like Theo Riddick for the long term over any of these guys as well.
For his flex spot, Martavius Bryant, Devontae Adams, Odell Beckham Jr., y'all, or Jordan Matthews.
A lot of nice young wide receivers. I like them all, but Martavius Bryant, same thing. Stick with the hot hand.
A couple more questions here. It's Jason C. I need a little help with my lineup this week. Team looks bad, but I have a few on a bye and Gordon stash away for week 12. That's great. Nice. Pick two wide receivers, two running backs, and one flex. 12-team PPR league. So wide receivers, Emmanuel Sanders, Michael Floyd, Doug Baldwin, Odell Beckham Jr., Brandon Cooks. Sanders is in.
Yeah, Sanders is in. I would go with Odell Beckham. I like the way he's been playing. He's getting a lot of targets.
Wow.
I think he's the best guy to take a chance on in this game.
All right, the rookie against the Legion of Boom.
Yeah, I would take my chances on him over everybody else.
I'm going to go with Michael Floyd here. He's due for a game.
Definitely. Totally cool with that, too.
It's a close call. And yeah. I'd even go Brandon Cooks. I don't know, man. Beckham, yeah. I don't know. I just think the Giants are at a major, major loss right now with all their injuries on that team. And the Seattle Seahawks are getting, I don't know, angrier by the moment, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, Seattle's defense is trending up. Giants' offense is trending down a little bit. But I don't know. In a PPR league, Eli's going to do a lot of short passing probably this week, get the ball out of his hands quick. Think Odell Beckham can benefit from that, at least in the reception department.
Well, you know what? We have a flex spot, so let's go over the running backs, and maybe we'll get one of these receivers that we're not able to come on the same page on. So his running backs are Eddie Lacy, Denard Robinson, again, Terrence West, and Bryce Brown.
And two of those guys? Yeah, Lacy and Robinson, no question.
All right, so then I guess we can go with Beckham and Floyd in the lineup. Beckham fine at the wide receiver spot. Put in Michael Floyd in the flex spot.
Love it.
Who to add is from, says happy birthday, Kevin. I don't see a name here. RW Management. Looking to add a player to bolster my depth. Here's who's available. Owen Daniels, Mikel Rivera, Kenny Britt, Alan Hearns, Jarvis Landry, Luke Wilson, Kenny Stills. He'll be for his flex spot. Who does he have at tight end? Because Owen Daniels is the name that's sticking out at me.
Yeah, Owen Daniels is the first name I saw that I would really like to add out of this group. No one else really gets me going as far as an add. Owen Daniels would be my first. If not, I'm okay with Alan Hearns, but nobody else I'd really
Jarvis
throw on my team right now.
Jarvis Landry, not a bad option.
Yeah, another guy for a deep league.
Yeah, deep league guy. And that's it. We got through all the emails.
Bam, that's what we do here. We're efficient.
Efficient is absolutely.
Damn right.
Now, three games in the primetime pick'em.
Three of them.
AFC North.
Not going to give me any help, Bill, even on my birthday.
What?
I said I had a question.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do the primetime pick'em first.
Oh, we can do that. Yeah, we can do that.
Hey, I'm just going by what you wrote me.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
So we got to motor through these. So we get to my get to my fantasy questions and primetime pick. My fault, my fault. It's tough. I got the emails, I got the tweets, I got the call screener.
I know.
I got the Skype.
You're watching Frozen in the background. It's
tough. Watching Frozen in the background.
Got your Olaf doll snuggled up next to you.
All right, let's hear. First of all, let's hear your record. I know you were doing well a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. So this league, I'm 9-0 in.
Perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to do something that has never been done in the history of this league, which is run the table for the regular season.
That would be great.
And I won last week. It's the two quarterbacks start. You must start two quarterbacks.
Right.
And because of byes and the Romo injury, I started Whedon and Teddy Bridgewater and still won.
Nice.
So pretty deep. I have a lot of guys that I think are pretty similar, and it's hard to kind of isolate which ones you think are going to have a decent week, I think, which is why I rely on you guys. So Antonio Brown as a wide receiver, I must start. Mm-hmm. So the other two guys that I've slotted into play right now are Roddy White and Michael Crabtree as my two wideouts. And on the bench, I have Terrence Williams, and that's pretty much it. Oh, and Devontae Adams.
I like Terrence Williams over Michael Crabtree this week.
Okay. As we said, they're playing Jacksonville, and if Romo plays, that'll help.
You know, throw Michael Crabtree in that garbage can is one of the most frustrating players of 2014.
Waste of a pick.
It's just such a shame, man, because he.
So then for my tailbacks, Bill, I'm must starting as long as they're healthy, Shady McCoy and Ellington. Mm-hmm. For my flex spot, I have Chris Ivory, who's been kind of hot and cold. My other options for the flex would be, if I'm starting Terrence Williams, would be Crabtree, Kyrie Robinson, Devontae Adams, D'Angelo Williams, or Terrence West.
I might
stick with Ivory.
Oh, Chris Ivory's...
I have him plugged in right now, Bill, but my other options would be if I move...
D'Angelo Williams, Devontae Adams.
Really?
Or Crabtree.
Yeah, or or Kyrie, who's probably
he's not going to play,
or West.
I'm sticking with Chris Ivory, and it's not far behind is D'Angelo Williams, then Devontae Adams.
Really? I knew you were really down on D'Angelo last week when...
I was, but you know what? This Philadelphia game, I'm telling you, it's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Okay. So you would stick with Ivory or D'Angelo Williams?
I would stick with Ivory.
Stick with Ivory, okay.
Yes.
And you would rotate T-Will up into Crabtree's spot.
Anthony, do you agree with that? Terrence Williams over Michael Crabtree?
Love the Ivory in the flex. I would put in Devontae Adams over Crabtree myself.
Interesting.
I think a high-scoring game. Is it a PPR league?
It is a half-point PPR league.
Yeah, I mean, Devontae Adams, he gets his looks every week. He gets his catches. Could get in the end zone in a high-scoring game. Personally, I'm playing Devontae Adams over those two guys. But again, Terrence Williams and Devontae Adams is like a coin flip.
Okay. That helps a little. So let's do the pick 'em.
All right.
All right, so three games this weekend. AFC North battle tonight. Thursday night, as we're broadcasting live here on Patriots.com radio, Bengals and the Browns, NFC North battle, Packers and Bears, and then on Sunday night, and then Panthers and Eagles on Monday Night Football. So let's start off with, I guess, let's just review the standings.
Yep.
And then I'll have to be very strategic because I know both of you are quickly catching up.
Yeah. Bill, you're still tops 13-5. Kevin's only one game behind, 12-6, and I am 10-8, so a little bit further behind, but not out of it yet.
All right, Kev. I mean, it is your birthday weekend. I'll give you the choice. Do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
Well, since you're the one crying about me making up ground on you, why don't you just decide?
Well, I gave you the option first.
All right, deciding. I will. I'll defer.
That's fine. I'll
to
go
use
first.
Football terms.
Tonight, Thursday night, I'm taking the Bengals.
Agreed. 100% Cincinnati.
We were picking against that number, the 6.5 points, I would probably take Cleveland
Browns,
because I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be ugly, but I'm going to take Cincy to eke it out at home.
From what I hear, this is the first time since like 1985 or 86 that the Bengals and Browns are both playing each other, with both of them having a record of over 500.
Yeah, it's something else.
I believe it.
By looking at the set there, the NFL Network said, it looks raw and maybe a little drizzly. I just think it's going to be kind of an ugly game on a short week.
I'm with you there.
So I'm going to take the Bengals, the Bungles at home.
All right, so we're all on the Bengals.
All on Cincinnati bandwagon right now.
Sunday night, Bears and Packers. This game is in Lambeau Field. I think that makes a big difference. For that reason, I'm taking the Packers.
Totally agree. Green Bay at home. You can't go against them. I think they pulled it out. It's going to be a high-scoring game.
Yeah.
Not sure how close it'll be, but the Packers are pulling this one out.
I think we saw the end of the Bears season here in Foxborough 2 weeks ago when they got absolutely smoked in a game that they pretty much had to win.
Yeah.
I think their wagons are not circled at all, and they're pretty much going down the toilet bowl. That's the only circle they're going down. So
their wagons are just spread out all over the place.
There's
no
too
circles.
Many. There's too many wagons in such a large area. They're not united, and so I'm going to take the Packers big time.
Pack. All right. So three Cincinnati's, three Green Bay. So last up is the old Monday night matchup in Philadelphia with the Eagles and the Panthers.
It's crazy that the Philadelphia Eagles are 6-2. The Panthers are 3-5-1. The Eagles are playing their backup quarterback in Mark Sanchez, and I do not have a strong grip on who's going to win this game yet.
Really?
Do I want to be the contrarian and say the Panthers? I don't think so. Do I want to play it safe and say the Eagles? That's not much fun either. I think the Eagles win the game.
Bill, you're never a contrarian. Come on.
I know. I'll go with the Eagles. I'll go with the Eagles.
Agreed. I'm going all home teams across the board this week as well.
I think we're all in the same wagon here.
Damn it, that's no fun.
But the thing is, though, Bill, with Sanchez, it pains me to say it, but that offense didn't really miss too much last week.
We'll see how much they missed. I think they're going to run the ball a lot this week. I know they're getting their left guard back, and Sanchez could turn into the next game manager. Which is not a bad thing. Not a bad thing.
That's all you need, yeah.
Exactly. Right. When you're 6-2 and you have an offense like the Eagles have an offense and their defense is playing good, that is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah, so we're all picking the same things this week, so nobody's going to move anywhere.
That's why it's boring, man.
It's okay, though. Some weeks is going to be like that. I feel like a lot of these three games are pretty cut and dry.
What can we do to have, like, a tiebreaker?
What do you mean, a tiebreaker?
Well, this week we have all three of the same teams.
That's why I'm saying it would be better if we picked the games against the number. I think we would have a lot of variation every week.
Agreed.
You know what I mean?
It's still just I don't know.
You want Justin pick these three games against the number?
What?
You want to pick these three games against the number?
I'm just saying, don't you think it'll still be there's still potential for a tie? We need a tiebreaker.
Well, yeah, but I think that each week you pretty much guarantee that you're not taking that all three of us aren't taking the same teams if you pick against the number. I guarantee you. Because I would have taken Cleveland, I would have taken Green Bay, and then I'm not sure, what was the other one, the Philly game? I think that's 6.5, I'd probably take this, but I definitely would have taken Cleveland. Just saying. I can tell you, I'm a little bit of a degenerate, I can tell you the spread tonight's 6.5, the Green Bay-Chicago game's 7.5, and then the Eagles-Panthers is 6.5.
I don't want to get into the spreads.
I'm just saying, we got to end this show, but it's something we can think about for next week.
I'd rather just do, like, an over-under.
Like, that's fine, too.
What's the combined score for Monday night?
That's fine, too.
All right, well, I'll think about this, and we'll get back to everyone next week.
Sounds good.
Kevin Collins, we want to wish you a very happy birthday, buddy.
Appreciate it, Bill.
You deserve a lot of fun, and I hope you have a good time this weekend. All weekend you should be celebrating.
I appreciate it.
Do you have any closing thoughts?
No, thanks for all the birthday wishes, everybody, on this show. I really appreciate it.
Anthony Grace, what do you got?
Nothing, man. Good happy birthday to Kevin. Let's enjoy the weekend and get some wins for everybody out there who needs to get them.
Thank you for listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. You can always hit us up on Twitter, @FFChamps. Happy birthday to the greatest producer in the world, Kevin Collins. Best of luck and have fun in Week 10.
Thanks for listening to FF Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill and Anthony are back live every Tuesday and Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time to answer all of your fantasy questions. Log on anytime to Patriots.com to download our latest FF Champs podcast, available after every show. We look forward to hearing from you on the next edition of Fantasy Football Champs.